Well, we segue in a cool kind of way. We've been doing presenting spotlights on winners. The WGB Engage I Have Made a Difference Awards recognizes excellence in our local community, and one who is excellent, winning the Community Award for Health, Embody GR, a nonprofit organization that offers free yoga and meditation for the underserved. Dana Christian Lee in the house. Morning to you, Dana.
Good morning, Shelley. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Congratulations. It's good to be recognized for the work you do.
Yeah, it was a thrilling award. I was unexpected, and it was so exciting to be with other nonprofits that were being celebrated as well, because our work is very challenging day in and day out, and being recognized really is a boost.
What is your work?
My work is, I work to improve the physical and mental well-being of people in the community by building inclusive community, offering free yoga and meditation, and also offering people the ability to give back through service. So it's yoga, it's meditation, and it's community service. So people not only improve the quality of their lives, when your life gets better, you're happier and you want to give back. And this gives people that last piece to healing, which is feeling needed, feeling worthy, and knowing that they are making an impact in the world and in their community.
Embody GR is your organization.
Yes.
So, again, congratulations, but let's take apart again how you actually work. So you invite all, but yet you have a target audience as well.
Well, anyone involved is 18 years of age and older, and we meet every Wednesday night at Fountain Street Church. So it is a steady weekly gathering for people to know that this is available to them each and every week without cost, and very inclusive, no threat. Most people enter yoga studios and they feel a little bit edgy or uncertain. This is very welcoming and very low threat. It's a community-based practice, so it's accessible to people. Even if you are having physical needs, you can do yoga in a chair. We can do modifications for you. So 6:30 to 8 o'clock every Wednesday at Fountain Street Church, people come in, they say hi, they hug each other, everybody knows their names, and if there's new people, they immediately welcome them into the fold, and we do some meditation to get grounded, and then we do physical movement. And one of the greatest pieces is at the end, where people drink tea and they talk to each other and they ask each other, how was your week? Or how is your mom? I know she's not feeling well. Or how can I support you? And it's just a beautiful way for people to live our mantra, which is feel better, do good.
Is this, I'm going to focus on these Wednesday nights. Looks like this is in partnership with Spectrum Healthier Communities.
For the last, we have a little series for 12 weeks where people signed up to set some goals, health goals, not just physical, but also mental, to say, how can I feel better overall? And we do a survey every 4 weeks. And at the end, Spectrum Healthier Communities is going to work with us to get the data that we need to prove that yoga and meditation done in community really does impact the quality of people's health and vibrancy.
What else falls under Embody GR? How else are you spending your day?
Wow. Okay. So I meet oftentimes with other nonprofits. Every month we partner with another nonprofit, whether it's local, national, or global. So this month, this past February, we were partners with Uprising Yoga in Los Angeles, and they bring yoga to incarcerated youth in the biggest and most challenging juvenile detention center in Orange County. And so we did an evening dedicated to them. We created Valentines with positive messages to let them know they weren't alone, they weren't forgotten, and they have hope. And the greatest need that they have, which was the tangible thing, was socks. So the request was socks. So we brought all sorts of socks and made Valentines, put them in a box, and shipped them to California to let people who are really struggling, young people that we forget about, to let them know they're not alone.
Dana, what is it about yoga that I don't think it's trending? I think it's here to stay and here to change lives.
Yeah, yoga isn't just a trend. Yoga is an ancient practice that transforms people from the inside out. You can take a good run and really feel a lot better, right? Like, but yoga is something that says your mind, your body, and your heart are involved. And when it's in community and you can share, that's where ultimate transformation can happen. And so it's not just about your body. It's not just a physical practice, which I think has been focused on in the West because we're so into how we look, that I'm more into how people feel. Do you like who you are? Do you like who you're becoming? And are you living a life that you love? And if you aren't, let's come together and work with that, because I see so many people with depression, anxiety, unfortunately, suicidal tendencies, people that have been left behind because of people who have died by suicide. So we do a lot of partnership with other local organizations that work with mental health, like Christy Buck in the West Michigan Mental Health Foundation, and I Understand. So we work closely so we can meet people's needs across the board. I believe that nonprofits should collaborate, not compete, and we're better together.
Dana Christian Lee with us. Again, Embody GR, a nonprofit organization offering free yoga, meditation for the underserved, and more. A community award winner under the health segment, the WGVU Engage I Have Made a Difference Awards. On your website, is it feelbetterdogood.org?
Yep.
Feel better, do good. It's true.
It is. If you do feel better, you want to be a nicer human, you're more apt to smile at someone or lend them a hand if you see someone struggling, you know, with a door, instead of just focusing on your own day and what you have ahead or what's so bad in your world. When the world looks brighter, you can bring a brighter light into a world that needs that so much right now.
Awesome. I want to look ahead. Looks like you have a great event April 26th.
Yep, we do. It's going to be amazing. It's called Embody the Stars, and it's a new format this year for our yearly fundraiser. And so we are going to be having a dance competition between four local professional dancers, and they're going to be partnered with local personalities. And so it's going to be a really fun time for people to be able to come together, and dancing is a physical practice as well. We sometimes do dancing on Wednesday nights too, just for fun, where people can get involved, move their bodies, feel better, have a good time, and then realize that their time that they spend at Embody the Stars will benefit something bigger than themselves. So awesome. It's going to be a really great night.
Yes. All of this is found on your feelbetterdogood.org website.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, how else are you supported? Obviously, Time, Talents, and Treasures. Time, Talents, and Treasures for the support of your Embody GR?
Oh, yeah. We love people that want to get involved in any way, shape, or form. So people that want to come in, learn more about what we do. I always say best way is to come in on a Wednesday night, meet people. And there are people from every walk of life. So we have lots of people that have come from underserved backgrounds, but there are also people that are feeling just very isolated in their lives or needing a deeper connection or just feeling like they want to be part of something larger. And part of the platform that we put forward is at Embody, you are seen, you are valued, and you are part of something larger than yourself. So when you show up, that's the hardest part. And people come. Some people don't even practice. They'll just sit in silence. Some people will watch. It's a really beautiful thing. So people can come. They can give their time that way just to meet people. They can give, you know, definitely monetarily. And they can also get involved in events. We have, you know, lots of need for bodies to put on a big event like Embody the Stars coming up. So people can get involved in a lot of different ways.
Awesome. All right. Well, tomorrow night is Wednesday night, so gather 6:30 Fountain Street Church, and certainly in between. All right. Well, congratulations again. Awards mean you've been doing good, but they challenge you to keep doing good.
Absolutely. Every day we keep moving forward.
And one more time, how do we find out more information about Embody GR?
You can find us on Facebook at Embody GR, Instagram Feel Better Do Good. And our website, feelbetterdogood.org.
Wonder if Girl Scout cookies goes with hot tea.
Yeah, oh, always.
Oh, okay. Pick your brand.
Oh, there we go.
Thanks, Dana.
Thanks, Shelley. Have a great one.